Good morning. It is 8:22. This is the Westside Morning Report. I'm Dave Bourne. More news, traffic, and weather coming up at the bottom of the hour. But every month we talk to our financial guy, Bill Roller at BR Capital. What's happening this month, Bill?
Well, the sun's not shining up here in Vancouver. I'm sure it's not down there.
Not shining here either. Yeah, no.
The rainy times have come to the Northwest. Well, we're all on hold. The two things are driving the markets right now. We're making them uncertainty. Certainly the first is the presidential election.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to win that? And the second issue is, when is the Fed going to raise interest rates?
Yeah, that's been an on and off thing that we've been talking about for a good year or more, right?
Yeah, it keeps getting pushed off. But you could argue if Trump wins, rates are probably going up.
What makes you say that?
Well, certainly the Fed has been very, very benign, certainly. And, you know, Trump's tried to claim that they're trying to help out Hillary Clinton. And to a certain extent, that's probably true. You know, they work in government. And certainly, you know, the Democratic Party has become the party of government. So if Trump wins, chances are they're going to say, you know what, there's no incentive for us to keep rates down, and we're going to raise them.
And what would be the impact of that?
Well, you can see every time the rates, the markets think the rates are going up, the stock market's taken a hit. I think if Trump wins, it would be the Brexit scenario where everybody would catastrophize, the markets would sell off pretty steeply, but then they'd start going up, and long term they'd probably be better off for it. You know, with Hillary, you know, we're just going to kind of get more of the same. So.
Okay, so now, and every time they talk about the uncertainty of the presidential election, it seems that people are kind of like on a kind of a hold flying pattern of investing, right?
Well, yeah, and that's infected everything. In fact, the National Association of Small Business, they put out their stuff every month, and business owners are saying, you know, we can't handle the uncertainty, so we're just going to wait on the election. So it's not just the stock market, it's the broader economy. And really, it's kind of everything. I'm sure there are a huge number of purchasing decisions that are being put off waiting to see what's going to happen.
Hmm. I can't imagine it being that huge of a deal for the economy. I mean, wouldn't you just keep going?
You wouldn't think so, but there's that sort of that goalpost out there that people are looking towards. So a lot of decisions are on hold.
Well, what about the world economy with oil and energy and stuff like that?
Well, the energy started moving back up, which has been one of the bright spots in the market the last couple months. The energy stocks are doing better with the increase in oil prices, and that's actually helped the broader stock market.
Do you see that the cost of gas and heating oil and stuff like that going up then?
Yeah, I mean, as the cost of crude oil goes up, everything else is going to be going up with it. Everything kind of moves in lockstep there with the energy complex.
That's going to force me not to buy premium again. Dang it.
Well, Dave, you probably need to walk more anyway. So do I.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. He's Bill Roller. He's at BR Capital. Your contact information, Bill?
Still 800-562-7096. Or on the web, brcapitalinc.com.
Thank you, as always, and keep up the good work on those reports. We always like to hear what's going on with our money.
Thank you, sir.
You betcha. He's Bill Roller at BR Capital. It's 826.